If you have a transmissible vaccine, that means it's designed to go through whatever it is that you're eating and into you and vaccinate you through that. Now, they're doing that in vegetables. There's a company called Medicago, and they are growing COVID-19 vaccine plants in greenhouses. They're doing it in Canada. They were doing it. I got video of a greenhouse in San Diego where they were doing it.
Hi, everyone. This is Veronica Kirilenko of the New American Magazine. COVID mRNA injections for humans have proven to be anything but effective, much less safe. Would it be a good idea to vaccinate livestock with mRNA shots? How about consuming vegetables containing mRNA vaccines? How do we know if we're not doing it already? Today, I'm speaking with Tom Rantz, an attorney and a fantastic freedom fighter. Tom, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, Veronica. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Tom, you tweeted on April 1st, breaking news. The lobbyists for cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. Please tell us what's going on. Which cattlemen and pork associations are you referring to?
So we do work with legislatures around the country. And a lot of the local elected officials, you know, House members in the state level, Senate members in the state level, and we got a lot of great contacts with good people around the country. And so what happened was I had a couple of them in two different states. I'm not going to give their names out because if I do, they won't get this information in the future. We never burn our sources, right? Because mm-hmm. we got to have this information. So I had two different House members from two different states call me within a few days and say, hey, you know, the lobbyists are telling us because they had we can't do these mRNA bills. They're going to be putting this stuff in the cows and the pigs this month, right away. And, we got to do it. So we put that out there right away because I thought people had a right to know. And we verified it with a couple other states. We had five different people from five different states we talked to, and they'd all heard the same thing. That this stuff was going to happen. Well, so here's what it ended up being. And it ended up being more true than what we realized. So it turns out that not only were they doing it that month, they were already doing it. The first mRNA vaccine for livestock in the United States was licensed and began being used in 2018. And it's the Sequevity platform from Merck. And that's used in pigs. So that had been being used already, and we just didn't know about it. Nobody knew it, but when you're eating your pig, you may well be eating an mRNA vaccine. Now, it turns out that there are no licensed vaccines for beef in the United States, but there are rumors, I can't say they're substantiated, that they're testing them or making use of them here and there. Now, here's the other thing to understand about this. And this is critical. First of all, there's mRNA vaccines and there's transmissible mRNA vaccines. And second of all, there's animal vaccines, but then there's the grown vaccines in vegetables and things like that. And these are all distinct issues and compounded by the fact that mRNA vaccines, if they're used or licensed anywhere, well, they can make it into the American food supply because we don't have country of origin labeling. So if a foreign country is using an mRNA vaccine, whether it's transmissible or not, in a food product, we have no way of knowing whether that pig, that cow, that vegetable, that whatever is American. So we don't know what's in there. We have no idea what's in our food.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about foreign countries using mRNA products for livestock?
Well, one of the most concerning things is a study out of China. China had a study and they demonstrated that they could actually inject a cow with an mRNA vaccine and that then the milk would transmit that vaccine into whoever consumed it. So this is a transmissible vaccine. Let's talk about the difference, right? So if you have a cow or a pig or something that's got an mRNA vaccine in it, maybe it has an effect on you, maybe it doesn't. We don't know. There's no real studies available for the people to look at to understand what sort of an impact that has. If you have a transmissible vaccine, that means it's designed to go through whatever it is that you're eating and into you and vaccinate you through that. Now, they're doing that in vegetables. There's a company called Medicago, and they are growing COVID-19 vaccine plants in greenhouses. They're doing it in Canada. They were doing it. I got video of a greenhouse in San Diego where they were doing it, which I believe has since been shut down. But I also believe that that is actually licensed in Canada.
But not in America, is it?
But, remember, no country of origin on your food.
For vegetables, too. I know that USDA said that we no longer require labeling beef and pork. But how about the vegetables? I know that they still require labeling of goats and poultry and shellfish.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if vegetables fall into this rule.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they do. I don't know that there's any requirement, you know, there either. And the problem with this is that once it's in the food supply, it's kind of everywhere. And how do you know? It's really a potential disaster, right? We're essentially trusting that places like China wouldn't poison their food supply, or at least the food supply that they're sending to America, because we get food from China. Mm-hmm. You know, we import food from China. They're telling us they know how to do this stuff. And what, we just trust China to do right? And even if we had a labeling requirement that says, hey, China, you got to tell us if you're putting transmissible vaccines in there. Do you really trust China to do that?
No, of course
I don't.
Not.
So this becomes a real issue. And like I said, the issue of mRNA in the food supply is bad because we don't know, you know, what happens if there's extra in there and you ingest it. You know, now this leads to something else that's really critical that is kind of in the weeds, but I got to talk about it. So everybody talks about their mRNA COVID vaccines. And with that, they like to talk about, the scientists like to say, well, listen, it doesn't matter about the food supply because mRNA is a real fragile thing. So if you eat it, it would break down in your stomach and it couldn't affect you, right? Well, that's technically true. But here's the but. And here's what I found out. I just found this out recently. So the fact checkers say mRNA would break down in your stomach. It wouldn't matter if you ingested it. They're not using mRNA. Okay, so these vaccines, if you look at them, it's not mRNA. It's called modRNA, as in MOD, as in modified. Mm-hmm. So I looked at this and I saw the history of vaccines as the mRNA platform. I'm looking at the history and how it developed. One of the biggest issues with mRNA as a platform for vaccines is that it is a very fragile thing and it breaks down quickly and it doesn't have much of a half-life, transporting it, all these issues, right? One of the great breakthroughs occurred, I want to say in the 20-teens, but they came up with ways to stabilize the particle to make it stronger. So whereas mRNA is a naturally occurring thing that you can find in nature and it does break down easily, modRNA is something that's synthetic. It's created in a lab. And because both mod M and mRNA, as in messenger RNA, start with an M, when they report it, they just say mRNA. They don't really distinguish between the two. Then when you say mRNA, you know, is in the food, they say, well, that doesn't matter. It could break down. That's true, but mod RNA may not. Mod RNA is lab created. It's not mRNA like this fragile stuff that breaks down. So what they're doing, and I know this is a bit in the weeds, but the takeaway for people listening is understand they're modifying the mRNA platform in a lab to make it more robust. They're changing it. It's not natural mRNA. Then they're lying to you because when you say mRNA, they say, well, I couldn't make it. Well, that's true, but that's not what you're putting in there. You're just lying. And lying. And they call it a fact check. But what it really is intentional manipulation of the language to mislead people. And it's very corrupt and it's very clever. And, you know, at this point, you don't lie this often unless there's something to hide. So it's my pretty firm belief that we need to be very careful with this. We need to really watch what's going on. And frankly, we've got to get some labeling requirements put on food and other such things, because we're also hearing that they're looking at putting into other things.
Tom, in another tweet, you said that it's time to support local farmers because Bill Gates and CCP want to poison us. So you are a lawyer. If you were to file a criminal complaint against these people, what would it look like? What kind of evidence you'd put forward against them?
Yeah. So, I mean, understand, first of all, if I could file a criminal complaint, there'd have been 50 of them already, right? I'm an attorney, but I'm not a prosecutor, so I can't file criminal. Yep. I can only file civil. If I was looking at this as a criminal prosecution, which I think could be done, there are all sorts of fair trade laws that have been violated, in my opinion. I also think, I mean, we have codified Nuremberg, the informed consent rules and things like that in U.S. statute. So there's arguably some issues there. Those are typically civil penalties, but maybe not always. I mean, I think you could argue even up to conspiracy. There's certainly RICO claims, criminal RICO claims, fraud. And you might even, if you were really aggressive, be able to say, show attempted murder or at least some sort of a manslaughter with some of this. Because at the end of the day, we've now found out that these vaccines and this whole mRNA nightmare, they knew that this was not what they were claiming it was. They never tested. Pfizer testified before the EU that they never tested to see if it helped stop the transmission of SARS-CoV-2. They didn't even test to see if it stopped transmissibility. So when they said, get this so you don't share it with others, they said, get this vaccine so you don't give this disease to your grandma, that was an outright lie, and they knew it. They knew it. The FDA knew it. Anthony Fauci knew it. All these guys knew it. This was a criminal conspiracy designed to enrich certain people. And I would love to know how much money Anthony Fauci made off of this, off of his royalties and everything else. It looks to me like a major RICO claim that should be filed in a criminal court. It also looks to me like, you know, not only did they not check with transmissibility, they lied about efficacy. These guys also admitted in the EU that they didn't actually even understand the mechanism by which the immune response would work in the human body with this. So you're telling me you don't know how it works. How can this be safe and effective? How is this proven safe and effective if you don't even know how it works? It doesn't stop transmission. You don't know how it works, and you're telling me it's safe and effective? Nope. It's insane.
I agree with you 100%, but my question is, how are Bill Gates and CCP involved in modifying livestock and vegetables and poisoning people with mRNA?
Oh, okay. Well, that's
through food supply.
Yeah, so much easier. We can show you study after study funded by the Gates Foundation on how to do this. Mm-hmm. The Gates Foundation has been behind an immense number of studies on creating, putting in, you know, food together with vaccines. And they've invested into certain companies that are doing this work. I want to say that Medicago may have gotten a grant from the Gates Foundation on this. I'd have to double check that. The CCP funded. Listen, any science done in China is eventually, you know, controlled, owned by the CCP. So when we see this study in the cows, this was a CCP funded, supported study, whatever. This whole thing, and we can look for even further back, right? So the Wuhan lab where they created SARS-CoV-2, and where we've, you know, shown and put out all sorts of evidence on, and even Congress has recognized that that's what's happened. CCP's been involved with the whole thing. They've been involved with this genetic engineering. And what you've got to understand about this whole genetic engineering process, and this is something that is really complicated, but can be boiled down pretty simply. When you're modifying genetics, you're looking at that as, you know, here's this genetic code, and you can think of it like a computer code. if you can modify it here, you can modify it there. And so when they modify it to create or to insert or to alter a virus, using that same sort of a concept to modify another organism, it's not easy, but it's also not impossible. And what they're doing is they're doing this genetic engineering, and they're doing it across the board. They create the virus, they create what's supposed to be the cure, these mRNA vaccines, and they do it through genetic modification. You know, to suggest that they wouldn't do the same with the food supply is absurd. Obviously, they're doing that, and we know that they can do it, can do this stuff. They started creating the first study I found on transmissible vaccines in the food supply was in potatoes, and that study was published in 2005. I know there's studies from before that. That's just the first one I found. Transmissible mRNA, they've been talking about studying, working on for probably a decade plus. This is about genetic modification. Don't get hung up on mod RNA, mRNA. Those are what we're talking about right now. And I think the mod RNA thing is a really critical distinction. But understand also that when Bayer Monsanto has partnered with BioNTech, right? And Bayer Monsanto is the number one seed producer on the planet. So they're partnering with BioNTech in this stuff. What are they doing here? Well, my belief is that they're working to engineer the seeds to do this. We know that they're working towards engineering COVID vaccines into plants because Medicago's already done it. Gates, CCP, they're all central to this. They're providing a lot of the funding. We're seeing more and more of the Gates Foundation funding in all of this stuff that's occurring everywhere. Basically, the strongest evidence is the endless trail of grants that you can find on anything related to transmissible vaccines from the Gates Foundation, mRNA, anything, genetic modifying. You know, I mean, this guy is just hell-bent on getting it everywhere.
Please help me understand the position of, for example, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They released a statement in which they called the information about the use of mRNA vaccines in cattle false. They said that cattle farmers and ranchers do vaccinate cattle to treat and prevent many diseases, but presently none of these vaccines include mRNA technology. So they deny using the whole thing or even, talking about their intent to use them. Now, NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle association. Do you have reasons not to trust this statement?
Well, outside of the fact that their major sponsors include Merck and other drug companies. These guys, so the National Cattlemen's Beef Association was one of the major groups that was opposing country of origin labeling a number of years back in Congress. These guys are owned by Big Ag and Big Pharma. If you follow the money and you look at who sponsors them and who funds them, you see a lot of ties to Big Pharma. And you got to understand that Big Pharma, Big Ag are very, very much the same thing. Like I said, Bayer bought Monsanto. They produce the seeds. Bayer is Big Pharma. Merck, major sponsor. If you look at the way that this works, the people who are making the seeds, all this bioengineering is the same thing. You're modifying these cells or these chemical structures that make up living organisms. That's the bioengineering. And whether they're doing it in a vaccine, whether they're doing it in a seed, whether they're doing it in a cow, they don't care. So yeah, just follow the money on that one. It's very, very clear.
Tom, there's a number of states that are drafting or considering legislation outlawing the use of mRNA vaccines.